Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
Hi, this is Melanie Crystal with the Reimagine Success Podcast. I hope you're doing well today and glad that you're listening in on this conversation that we're going to have about negotiating. It's called Ask for What You Want. So we're going to talk about how to ask for what you want, some tips around that, because when you're working on reimagining success for your life, you have to take time to think about what you want in your life, what goals you have that you want to achieve, how you want things to look in your life over, you know, the next few years or months, depending on time frame you're working on. And then you have to make steps and take the action to ask for what you want of yourself. But also sometimes this includes asking for you what you want with others. So that's where the art of negotiation comes in. And it's definitely an important tool and working towards getting what you want within your life. So we'll dive more into that in a few minutes. Last week, we talked about networking. So did anybody utilize some of the networking tips? Maybe attend a new event or talk to someone that you don't know? Networks are really important. So hopefully you're thinking about that and working to grow your network slowly but surely. You don't have to do it all in one day, 1 week, because relationships take time to grow. But hopefully you're taking steps to grow your network. And as you grow your network, opportunities may come along where you may need to use negotiating. So we'll talk more about that today. Networking is a good segue into asking for what you want. And today's crystal is ye have not because ye ask not. And I pulled this crystal from the Bible, James chapter 4, verse 2. The Bible definitely offers a lot of wisdom in its stories, its parables, and then also in its quotes. And it's just a good guide, gives a good guide on how to live your life. But a lot of things that are found and just our modern thought culture comes from the Bible. So this was an appropriate quote for this topic. Ye have not because ye ask not. So let's go ahead and dive into asking for what you want and a bit about negotiating. I know for me, when I hear the word negotiation, I kind of cringe. I think, oh no, do I have to do this? Do I want to do this? Would I rather just, you know, avoid the negotiation or don't say anything? And negotiation, whether you like it or not, is a part of, you know, part of life. And it doesn't have to be cringeworthy. And honestly, we negotiate all the time with ourselves, with our kids, friends, family. You may not feel it's a big negotiation, but you could be negotiating on what we're eating for dinner. That can become a negotiation if one person wants pizza and the other person wants Chinese food. And then y'all figure out a compromise in the middle. So negotiation actually happens all the time in relationships. And so I'm just going to give some tips on negotiating, and specifically in business and in your career. So a lot of times, if you think about career, people want to negotiate salaries or raises or promotions. Those are a lot of things that people want to negotiate in their career. And in business, people are often negotiating contracts with others. So those are the two things that we're going to kind of focus on in this negotiation talk. But once again, this can apply to many everyday life decisions, as simple as what you're going to eat for dinner. So negotiation is very important in business because it allows for that open conversation of two parties figuring out what they each want from a deal. And that open conversation is really where you will find that happy medium, that middle ground where two people can negotiate and then finally come to an agreement. And what you ultimately want is a win-win for everyone. So go into a negotiation with the spirit of a win-win for you and for whoever you're negotiating with. And then some of the misconceptions around negotiating, as I mentioned, are just the fact that it's scary, it's hard, you have to have contention or animosity within negotiating. None of those are true. You can really go into a negotiation and have it be a very amicable process. But it is important to have confidence, be prepared, and understanding exactly what you're looking for in the negotiation. And then the other very important thing is effective communication and an open line of communication. So let's talk about an example of a salary negotiation. So in a salary negotiation, it's important for you to understand your worth and market value. And a lot of us tend to undervalue ourselves, our skills, and what we have going for us. So be sure to realize, and it's a good idea is to just jot down all of your skills and what you bring to the table. If you're negotiating maybe a promotion at a job, then you want to write down everything that you've worked on and the successes that you've had over the past few years. So write that down, look at that. That will also help boost your confidence in the negotiation. And then it's good just to research some other comparable salaries from people in your field of work and just get an idea. Are you falling in there within that range? Are you below? Are you above? And if you're above, you probably deserve and need to be above. And so just look at that so that you have an understanding when you come to the table of what your worth and what your value is, and don't undersell yourself. So the next thing is timing your negotiation effectively. And I hadn't mentioned it, but I'm giving a few tips. This understanding your worth and value, that's tip number one. Tip number two is understanding the timing of your negotiation. So think about if you were going to negotiate a contract for a property. Let's say the property was on the Gulf Coast somewhere, a beach property. On the beach somewhere on the Gulf Coast. And, you know, the property may have been appraised at, I don't know, $300,000. And so you liked it, it's appraised at that. The people were asking for $320,000. So they're in that range. You feel good about it. So you're ready to put in an offer. All right. Well, on the Gulf Coast, there are often hurricanes or sometimes hurricanes. So now a hurricane comes and right before you're about to put in the offer, a hurricane comes and wipes it away, like, you know, destroys the whole property. So it's nothing but the studs and, you know, just the foundation left. So that really does change that timing of looking at that property after the hurricane when there's not much there. It's not looking how it originally was. That timing really can make a difference and change the valuation of that property. So now you're looking at that property and you may not want to get it, or you may want to get it and build something new exactly to your liking, but the price point won't be $300,000 if it's just a slab with some studs. It'll probably get lower based off of that land value. So timing is everything in negotiation. It's important to understand timing when you're negotiating. So you have to identify some of the most opportune moments to negotiate. And I can give another timing example for, you know, salary. If you just got into a job, maybe, you know, you've been in it for 3 months, it might be too soon to ask for a raise. It might not, depending on the situation, but hopefully you got a raise as you transitioned into that new job. But, you know, a year later, after you have demonstrated some accomplishments, the timing might be just right. So you also have to consider a company or a business's financial performance You know, when we're going into a recession or, you know, the market's dropped, those can also affect whether companies are willing to spend money or businesses are willing to spend money. And so time is everything in your negotiation. So just be aware of that, I guess, is my suggestion for timing. Be aware of the timing so that you can use it to your advantage and not your not be a disadvantage for you. And so that's it for that one. The next one, next tip number three, is preparing for the negotiation. Clearly defining your salary targets and goals and target range. And so you use tip number one when you're determining your worth and doing some research to help you clearly define your salary goals and target range. And one thing I would suggest is make sure you're making it worth their while. If you're going to, you know, you're making a certain amount of money and then you're going to only ask for another you're going to only ask for $1,000 more, it may not even be worth their while. You may need to be asking for $10,000 or $20,000. The paperwork alone for them to pay three different people to set up your additional money might not even be worth that. So when you define your salary goals and target range, make it worth their while. Don't ask for $200 or something really small that you know, won't make a significant difference to others. It may to you, but yeah, just make sure it's appropriate value for yourself, and don't undersell yourself. People undersell themselves all the time. If you had asked for more, they probably would have said yes too. So you just ask for what you think you're worth. And once again, as you're preparing, be sure to use that list where you wrote down your evidence of your contributions, your achievements, and make sure that your manager is supportive of it. So just make sure you have everything written down and be prepared. And finally, I'd say for preparing for the negotiation, a lot of people don't ask. So that's where the crystal of the day comes in. Ye have not because ye ask not. So as you prepare, make sure part of that preparation is setting up that time for a conversation to make the ask. Some people get cold feet. They never ask. They go for years without asking. So that's the last tip in that preparing for the negotiation is set it up. Prepare, but make sure you set up the time to actually make the ask, because they're never going to give you, you're never going to get anything that you ask for if you don't ask. So ye have not because ye ask not, make sure you ask. All right. Tip number four is navigating the negotiation conversation. Basically come in the room with confidence in yourself, confidence in what you're asking for, and make sure you're clearly expressing your request for a raise and providing supporting evidence. Now, I'm going to jump back to the business side again with contract negotiation. Once again, you have to have confidence and be clear about what you're asking. So if you are negotiating for a property, know how much you want to put down, know how much, or if you want the seller to put down money, have that established, what you're asking for. And then obviously you're going to have your price that you're willing to offer. So come with confidence and come clearly expressing your requests. And then remain open to the negotiation process. Don't just write them off after their first counter offer. Be willing to negotiate to reach a mutually beneficial agreement. And finally, the last tip is about handling objections and counteroffers. So anticipate that they will have some objections or a counteroffer that's going to come. That's part of the process in negotiating to a happy medium between the two parties. So if you go in knowing that that's going to happen, you can be aware. You don't have to get angered by it or upset by it. That's part of the process, any objections or counteroffers. And then when you see the objections or receive the objections, you can you know, present your evidence, your positive contributions, have your data, and talk through that with that person. Or if it's a business transaction, then you can make updates to the contract and then send it back. So evaluate those counter offers and then do what you feel is right and best for you. You know, you can go back and forth a few times until you can reach a happy medium. And it does happen because most people want to come to a happy medium when they're negotiating. So that's the last of those tips. I guess I'll just give some takeaways for successful negotiation. Remember, the first one is ask, ask, ask. So you first have to ask for what you want. And then you can have a chance of getting what you want. And then the other thing is, takeaway is just be confident, be prepared. So I'm going to hit all of those one more time. Let me go through them. So number one, the first tip was understand your worth and market value. Tip number two, time your negotiation effectively. Number three, be prepared for the negotiation. Number four, navigate the conversation with confidence and professionalism and clearly express your desires. And number five, handling objection and counteroffers is all part of the process. So hopefully this was helpful, and I wish you all the best in your negotiation. But remember, take that first step. Ask for what you want. This is Melanie Crystal with the Reimagine Success Podcast. Once again, you can always check me out on social media at Melanie Crystal for LinkedIn, TikTok, and Instagram. And I look forward to talking to you soon. Thank you. Bye.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.